أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون صدق الله العظيم قد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders and brothers, the Jummah platform is an opportunity for our spiritual growth. The musalla, the masjid, it is a place where we have an opportunity to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah ta'ala says in the Quran and Majid, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ, that these masajid, these places of salah, these belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is all related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an opportunity for us to consolidate and to strengthen our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all claim to be believers and mu'mineen. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say that we have got iman. The person who is a believer is known as a mu'min, and he has got the sifa and the quality of iman. Of course, as is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-imanu yazidu wa yanqus, that this iman that we have in our heart, it fluctuates. Sometimes the person's iman is strong, and sometimes the iman becomes weaker. So a concerted effort needs to be made to keep the iman at an optimum level. Like how our fuel gauge in the car, the person has always got his eye on that fuel gauge. When the fuel gauge is high, he's feeling at ease. The fuel gauge is halfway, he's still comfortable. But as the fuel gauge starts going towards the empty line, now the person becomes a little uneasy. That, you know what, it mustn't happen that I get stuck on the road. And then, especially if we are in a place that is not safe, then sometimes that can be a matter of life and death. May Allah protect us. So the person is concerned when the fuel gauge is on the low level. In the same way, we have to be very concerned that our iman is not on the lower end of things. And our iman is always kept at an optimum level. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the introduction, لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له, that that person's iman is deficient. It's on the lower end of the scale. It is very weak. If that individual does not have the quality of trustworthiness, what we say, amanat dari, that this person is not amanat dar, we cannot trust him. And we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a time will come upon my ummah closer to Qiyamah, when a person will enter a town and he will inquire and ask the people of that town, is there any trustworthy person in this town? The answer will be given to him that in the outskirts of the town, right in the corner somewhere, in the fringes of the town, there is one trustworthy person. In other words, in the entire neighborhood, there'll only be a single trustworthy person. Meaning that the percentage of trustworthiness as we go closer to Qiyamah will start diminishing and diminishing until it will be very difficult to find this quality of trustworthiness. Now we have to ask ourselves, are we becoming signs of Qiyamah? Have we got this quality that we cannot be trusted? Now let's study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two beautiful titles that were given to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even prior to him receiving knowledge of his nubuwa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known as As-Sadiq and Al-Amin. As-Sadiq means the truthful one. And Al-Amin means the one who we can trust, the trustworthy man. To such an extent that it is recorded in the books of history, that when the Kaabatullah Sharif was being renovated, and in the time of idol worshipping, the people of Makkah, the idol worshippers of Makkah, were now renovating Kaabatullah Sharif. And they came to the point of now placing the black stone, the Hajar Aswad, back in its position. And people started fighting that we would like to put it. And this tribe said we would like to put it. And in this way it came to the point where swords were drawn. Until eventually they negotiated and said, okay, look, the next morning the first person who enters the precincts of the Haram, we will accept his decision. Whatever he decides, we will accept it. And we know the history, those of us know the history, that Allah made it such that the next person who entered, or the first person who entered the precincts of the Haram, the very next day was none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's recorded, as soon as the Nabi of Allah entered, people began chanting out that As-Sadiq and Al-Amin has entered. As-Sadiq and Al-Amin has entered. The one who is truthful and the one who is trustworthy has entered the precincts of the Haram. And then we know the story that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam took a sheet, placed it down and asked each leader of the various tribes to hold a corner of the sheet, and all together they then lifted it up, and the Nabi of Allah himself then placed it in its position. Similarly, we find that the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was instructed by Allah to invite his family to bring iman in Allah and to abandon the worshipping of idols, at that time he gathered his family around the Mount of Safa, and he said that if I have to tell you that there is an army behind this mountain about to attack you, will you believe me? The entire family called out and said, most certainly we'll believe you, because you are As-Sadiq and you are Al-Amin. You are that honest one. You are known for your honesty and you are known for your trustworthiness. Therefore, we who claim to be followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we say we are ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we have to ask ourselves the question that are we really following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If we are, then this quality of trustworthiness has to be salient in our lives. It has to be very important in our list of priorities. That am I someone that can be trusted? Am I someone that can be trusted? Today we find that people will say that I rather do business with the non-Muslims because I cannot trust the Muslim businessman. He'll do me down. He won't pay on time. He'll say one thing and he'll do something else. How far we have moved away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this quality of trustworthiness is exceptionally important. And going back to the hadith that was quoted in the introduction, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La imana liman la amanata lahu." The muhaddithin have by and large translated it that person's iman is incomplete who does not have the quality of trustworthiness. Of course, some ulama have translated it as that person has got no iman. Because if you translate it literally, la imana, there's no iman. لِمَنْ لَا أَمَانَةَ لَهُ, for that person who does not have the quality of trustworthiness. He's got no iman. Of course, the muhaddithin have explained that لَا إِمَانَ لَهُ مِنْ لَا إِمَانَ لَا إِمَانًا كَامِلًا لَهُ, that person does not have complete iman. There's weakness in his iman. His iman is not perfect. As we find in other ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu, similar interpretations have been given. Nevertheless, it shows how important this quality of trustworthiness is, that this quality of trustworthiness is linked to our iman. Meaning that if the person cannot be trusted, this is a sign that his iman is closer to the low end. His iman is weak. Hence, if we feel, and this is something that we need to do, the Jummah platform is about our spiritual growth. That am I a person who can be trusted by others? If I cannot be trusted by others, it means that this is a sign that my iman also is not very strong. We won't say the person ye to kafir hai or fasik hai or fajir hai. We'll say this person, unka iman jo hai thoda sa kamzor hai. It's weak. His iman is weak. He has to make his iman stronger. Now we have to ask ourselves the question that what is the condition of my iman? Today we find that If the doctor says to you that, brother, you know, you have got these symptoms, and these symptoms indicate that you have got a heart problem. You've got a heart problem. So how concerned the person becomes. They make dua. I don't have any heart problem. Now I got to go to the cardiologist. He's going to run some tests to see whether my heart is in a good condition or not. It's that one symptom indicates to the weakness of the heart, some deficiency in the heart. In the same way, if I cannot be trusted, it indicates that there is a deficiency and a weakness in my iman. Allah give everyone good health. But even if the person's heart is not in a good condition and the person passes away, may Allah give everyone good health. But giving example, that even if the person has to pass away due to some weakness in the heart, that is it. If the person was a good person in the akhirah, he will be rewarded, he will be given the gardens of Jannah. But on the contrary, if the person's iman is weak, his iman is on shaky ground, then unfortunately this will have an adverse effect in how he fares in the akhirah, and how he will have to account before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, this first aspect that is being discussed, I'm trying to drive home the importance of developing the quality of trustworthiness and how important it is to be a trustworthy individual in society, that people can trust you. Now the question is, how do we develop this quality of trustworthiness? How do we become trustworthy? Again, study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will see three salient features of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two salient features of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the first was tied up to the al-Amin, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was known for his honesty. He was truthful. He always spoke the truth. There was no dishonesty in anything that he did. Hence, we have to always make sure that we are honest in what we do. Honest in everything that we do. The person is selling an item, he is honest. He doesn't, you know, deceive the customer in selling that item, hide the defect in that particular item, or exaggerate the goodnesses of that item just so that he can sell the item. He has to be honest. He says, look, this is a product. I have been receiving some complaints regarding it. But I think it'll last you for another 3-4 months. But if you want to buy the more expensive one, this is what it is. No complaints. But you'll have to spend another 500 rand, another 1,000 rand, another 2,000 rand more. But this is what it is. The person is honest. Now the person who wants to purchase the item, he can make an informed decision. That look, my budget only allows me to spend so much. Even if this product lasts me for 6 months, that is fine. After another 6 months, I'll save up, I'll maybe be in a better financial condition, and maybe I can then purchase the more in higher quality product. But at least you were honest to that person. Not that you went and you had to say hey, and the person went on and on singing the praises of that product. And after 3 months or 2.5 months, the product failed, and the person comes back and he says, but you said this thing will last a lifetime, and it just failed. And the person says, no, I don't know, I can't be held responsible for what happens as soon as you take the product out of the shop. Yet the person knew very well that this product had a weakness, it had a defect. This is what we term as being dishonest. And now what happens is that, yes, you may have sold that item then, but that customer will never trust you again. He will never trust your word again. Whereas if you are honest, the person will trust you in the future. You will build more customers. You will build a reputation in that community for being an honest individual. This was the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always being honest. And similarly, respected elders and brothers, with this topic of honesty, today we find that information that we have, how do we term someone as being dishonest? That the information that he is giving you is not accurate. It is not correct. Today we find that we are receiving tons and tons and, you know, kilobytes and megabytes. So now we have to talk in electronic terms, computer terminologies. So many kilobytes and megabytes of information. The person is on WhatsApp and the person is on Instagram, is on Facebook. So many social media platforms. Information is streaming in from so many multiple sources. The question one has to ask is that I feel like copying this particular message. I feel like posting this message on my WhatsApp status. I feel like forwarding this message on my, certain WhatsApp groups that I'm participating in. But have I verified the accuracy of this information? Have I verified the accuracy? If I have not verified the accuracy, then there is a probability and possibility that the information that I am now broadcasting could be incorrect, because I haven't verified it. Yes, if the person verified the information and knows that it is coming from a certain source, he went directly to the source and said, brother, this information that you have posted, is it really accurate? Is this what happened? The person, 100%, I was present there. And now the person broadcast that information. Now we would say that this is a sign of honesty. That the person made sure that the information that he had amplified or he had broadcasted was actually accurate and he had verified it. We find in the Quran and Majid, Allah Ta'ala, in Surah Hujarat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. That, O ye who believe, if information comes to you, the gist of the ayah, if information comes to you, then verify that information, lest people will fall into difficulty just because of ignorance. Misinformation, we did not verify that information, we broadcasted that information, and we find that sometimes the reputation of a person is destroyed. The reputation of an organization is destroyed. The reputation of a community is destroyed because of misinformation, information that was not verified. So the first quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being honest. He was being truthful. And this is a quality that we need to inculcate within ourselves, that develop the quality of honesty, develop the quality of truthfulness. I had mentioned, I'm not sure whether it was here or in one of the venues, that we had one learner who had, the report that was given to him by the madrasa. So that learner now took the report and changed the marks of the report and presented it to the father. He presented the report, he forged the report and changed some marks and presented it to his father. So the question that is posed, that why did this learner do that? Why did he falsify that information? Sometimes it's because of fear that if I present a report with a low mark, then I may face the consequences. So now the person, that child needs to be taught that, look, it's fine. I'm not happy with the report. But this in, as I had mentioned to one of the learners, that sometimes, very often actually, failure is an opportunity for growth. Failure is an opportunity for growth. That, look, I would have liked to have seen a report that had a higher mark, but I think you have the capability. Now you need to see where you went wrong, and I want you to do better in the forthcoming term. So what you did is you also inculcated within your children that spirit of being honest. That, my son, I'm very happy that you were honest with regards to this. That you gave the report as it was. You didn't hide the report. You presented the mark as it was. I'm happy that you were honest. So what we are doing, we are reinforcing honesty within our children. And if we reinforce honesty within our children, inshallah, they'll grow up to become honest individuals in society who then automatically will become trustworthy. For those who are coming now, we are discussing the topic of trustworthiness. What we term as amanat-dari, that the person is trustworthy in society. A sifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was known as al-amin, the one who was trustworthy. We who are followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this should be a salient feature within our lives. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the other hand, said that person who does not have the quality of trustworthiness, his iman is deficient. The second quality which we need to inculcate, which will then inshallah allow us to become trustworthy in the community, is to be reliable. We need to be reliable. That you gave your word, and somebody has some expectation on you, and you are able to fulfill that expectation. We find very often, the person, whether he is a plumber, whether he is an electrician, whether he is a doctor, whatever it may be, you can rely on him. He says that, listen, I will meet you at a certain time, and the person meets you at that particular time. And if he can't meet you, you'll the courtesy call will be made. Brother, make maaf, I'm stuck in traffic, because of that I cannot meet you on time. This is how we will build a rapport within ourselves, this quality of reliability, that some people can rely on us. That we are able to fulfill that which has been, you know, place the task which has been placed on us, we are able to fulfill it. We are reliable in the community. We are reliable in society. And what happens? It doesn't happen immediately. The person doesn't become unreliable. Just repeatedly happens. Repeatedly, every time he gave me his word, he's going to be here. He's not fulfilling. Until eventually that person, you don't trust him any longer. You don't rely on him any longer. So if a person gave his word that I will meet you at 2 o'clock, we should try and be there a few minutes before 2 o'clock. Hold that as an important thing. Think of the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he had promised a person that he will meet him at a certain time. And that person completely had forgotten. The Nabi of Allah waited for 3 days in that same position. It is mentioned that Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha would bring the food to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he said, I had given my word to this person that I will meet him at a specific place, at a specific time. The Nabi of Allah made sure that he had fulfilled his word. So learn to fulfill your word. And sometimes people say, 5 minutes away. Why say 5 minutes when we know it's going to take us more than 5 minutes? If you said 5 minutes, you must make sure that it is 5 minutes. He said, brother, I'm looking at the time. This is normally how it takes me. It should be 10 minutes, but I think with the traffic, let's make it 15 minutes. Inshallah, I'll be there. And now if you are there 10 minutes, the person says, brother, you said 15 minutes. Mashallah, you are here in 10 minutes. And it continuously happens in this way until eventually the person says, when this person speaks and he says something, I can rely on it. He's an honest person. He's a trustworthy person. And then finally, the last quality that we can develop, and this is perhaps is more related to monies that are given to us in trust, that a person gives you some money, whether it is your manager, whether it is, you know, some people of the public, and they give you money and they say, listen, this money must be taken to a certain place. You are transparent in that transaction, that this is how it was spent, this is how I arrived at, you know, finding the ideal coat, this is why I took this decision, it is on this basis, you know, that I chose this, that although that coat was much cheaper, and that coat was, you know, a little more expensive, but I've noted from a number of people that the quality of the workmanship of this particular coat is much better, and that is why I've taken this decision and went there. So the person, when handling the funds of someone else, is absolutely transparent. Or if he's working in a specific environment, in all the actions related to his work, he's transparent. There's nothing that he's hiding. Hiding certain things quietly, doing certain things under, you know, under the table, as they say. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, these are important qualities. And the opposite of this, respected elders, one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are 3 signs of a hypocrite. The first sign is, حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. When the person speaks, he lies. He speaks lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. When he makes a promise, he breaks the promise. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. When the person is made a trustee or entrusted with something, he violates that trust. Again, coming back to Rasulullah s.a.w. It is said that the Nabi of Allah was so trustworthy that the people of Makkah, despite not accepting the Nabi of Allah and the da'wah of the Nabi of Allah, they still went to him and they kept their wealth and their valuable items in his trust. And the Nabi of Allah was so particular that when he left Makkatul Mukarramah and he made the hijrah to Medina Sharif, he appointed Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, his cousin and son-in-law. He said that I want you to ensure that this amanat and this trust is returned to its rightful owners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this beautiful quality of amanat-dari, of being trustworthy, that people can trust us, that non-Muslims can trust us. And as I mentioned in the start of the talk, that today non-Muslims say, and even Muslims say, that I rather deal with a non-Muslim because I cannot trust the Muslims. I cannot trust them. And this is the sign of Qiyamah. The Nabi of Allah said that close to Qiyamah, a person will enter a town and he will ask that, is there any trustworthy person in this town? And it will be said to him that there is only one person who lives right in the outskirts of this town. He is the only individual that you can trust. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah not make us a sign of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the quality of trustworthiness. These are the qualities that really makes us true mu'mineen and believers and followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala alleviate the suffering of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, restore the dignity of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unite the hearts of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.